Well, Cajun Cannon, it was a rough one in the ATL. In the end, the Saints end up falling to the Falcons, 26-24. Last-second field goal for the Dirty Birds, who end up now improving to 2-2 on the season. The Saints now have lost two in a row. Boo.
Well, did you think, realistically, Ku was going to miss that 58-yard field goal?
I had the fingers and toes crossed.
It might have been NFL record. I said, well, he's going to make it. The same thing, like, I don't know about Groupie, but I think Groupie can make a 58-yard. I said that's what it does not need to come down to. You don't want – now, if we'd have been in that situation, I think Groupie would have came through and make the game-winning field goal to win the game. But I know I was also not confident that Ku was going to miss. He ended up being 4-for-4. It's amazing to me at the NFL level. That's one thing I've noticed as of late, how accurate overall the kickers are from distance. It's like, oh, that's a long field goal. He's not going to make it. It's like, oh, no. Even in college, you see a lot of kickers now, you see some inconsistency, but they're making long kicks.
60-yarders are now common.
Yes. Yeah, so just the way it is. But I don't know. It was very discouraging. The one thing I thought had come about with this, you look at the point spread. I don't know who was available with all the Saints injuries. Both Falcons and the Saints offensive line, but the captain of the defense not being available, DeMario Davis. The point spread, I think, was like 1.5, 2.5. They went up to 3. And, boy, you don't think Vegas knows what they're talking about? If you took the Saints into 3 points, they covered. Now, as a fan, you want to win and lose. But a lot of people bet on games. And they covered the 3 points. It just goes to show you that a lot of times you look at that spread, they're not 100%. But a lot of times they're right. Now, if you'd have told me again, the Falcons are going to have 0 offensive touchdowns.
What?
I'd have said, there's no way in hell the Saints lose. How can you lose if the Falcons' offense does not even score a touchdown? There's no way. If you'd have told me that before the game, and go, the Falcons didn't score an offensive touchdown, but the Saints lost, I'd be like, what the F? I mean, what are you talking about? No, their offense, they kick 4 field goals. But this is just the ebb and flow of this. I'm telling you, we're going to beat Atlanta when they come to New Orleans. And I'm telling you, even if we'd have won this game, I wouldn't be like, oh, we're going to sweep Atlanta. No, the reason why I said Atlanta probably win in New Orleans. Because the home field does not matter. It's what has happened in the series. They've played 110 times, and it's 55-55. Sample size, that's beyond a sample size. That's like... like you're talking about a different lifetime, a different generation.
Literally a coin flip.
No, it is like, Steve, it can't 55-55 in the series. So when you look at that, I mean, it didn't surprise me. I'd have thought in theory, boy, can you not even make a touchdown on third down? Can you score on fourth down and leave them no time? You just want to score a touchdown. It just goes to show you don't want to leave any time on the clock. I think it would have been the same thing Atlanta versus the Saints, because I'd have been confident in both kickers. I think overall we still don't have a pass rush. Carl Grandison, we need Carl Grandison to have more an impact as far as rushing the passer. If you look at today, not like he did in past games. He ended up with a couple of tackles, but no quarterback hurries, no tackles for loss, no sacks. Chase Young, if he wants to get paid, he got to get sacks. He got to finish the deal. He just can't have quarterback hurries. He had one quarterback hurry, one tackle for loss. Peyton Turner finally showed up. Now, just keep doing this and stay healthy for at least a couple of months in a row. He had a sack.
And that strip, which was nice.
Yes, for his fumble. And then, I don't know, what was his name? The D-tackle, Shepard.
Shepard, right.
How about you land on the ball? I don't know. The ball wasn't.
Looked like he did.
Yeah, and then he just squirmed off of it, whatever. But way too much time for Kirk Cousins to throw, because he's not really going to scramble and make you miss. So, overall, no pass rush. And you know what else? There was a time in the game. I know we talked about B.J. Robinson before the game, Bijan. And I don't know if he got hurt or he wasn't in the game. They were running Algier.
We're
I'm looking like
him.
Plus 7, plus 11, plus 15. I said, I don't know. You have to stop the run. And the one thing, oh, Bobby, but we have gotten better stopping the run. If you look at overall, like, let me see, where we come, rushing the and rushing defense, you have to look at because the Cowgirls can't run. And what Carolina did, you know, we were eighth in the league, giving up like 99 yards a game the first, because of the first two games, so that's how that was cued. But against Philly and Atlanta, hell no, we didn't stop the run. You look against the Eagles, they ran the ball 25 times for 172 yards, basically 6.9 to 7.0 average. 7.0, 6.9, same thing. Well, Atlanta, 5.9. So that's 6 yards. So basically, the Eagles averaged 7 yards a carry. The Falcons averaged 6 yards a carry.
But surprisingly, they didn't run enough.
No, they only ran the ball 15 times. I would say that to me, if you're running the ball 6 yards a clip, how can you not have high 20s rushing the football? Again, less of Kirk Cousins would be more, or whether that's Derek Carr. So we did not stop the run the last two games, and we did not rush the passer. And we were plus four in a turnover margin, and we did not win that. We were a minus one. So now we plus three for the season. I did say this, that either the Saints or the Falcons, whoever is plus one, is going to win the game. And
you know, I think you said, too, a last-minute field goal.
Yes. I just know how this unfolds.
Right.
And it's like, no, we were on the short end of the stick and all that. Come on, Rashid Shaheed, why in the hell are you fielding the ball? You should never field that. I mean, off the top of my head, it looks like he was on the four-yard line or something. Then you give up an easy touchdown. The pick six, that's just bad luck. I mean, I don't know, tip ball.
Ping, pong.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, it went like, boy, Derek Carr threw it right to him. And, you know, they had a pick six that way. It's just the ball's bad in the air, and just how it fell. I thought we could control the ebb and flow of the game. You know, because we came into the game, you know, when you look at third down, you have to convert. No, we had some good drives, like Dennis Allen said, but you got to get touchdowns, and you can't just possess the ball because, you know, coming into the game, we average more than 7 minutes more time possession than the Falcons. Well, guess what? Today we had the ball more than 11 minutes than the Falcons. So, you know, we possess the ball, but the bottom line is you have to score points. I look. First down. They went 2-1, like 14-28, but it was 25-14. You mentioned that early. Third down. We moved the ball. This is outstanding. This is winning football. We were 7-13 on third down, 54%. This is very good foul defense. They were only 4-11. Now, I talked about the running game and like how we're still not stopping the run. If you look at it, like penalties. Man, I would have got this wrong. I thought it seems like just when it was like penalties at the wrong time, I thought we had way more penalties than this. But we had 6 for 60 yards. They had 9 for 76. You know, I always tell you, you never want 9 penalties or more. So actually, the Falcons kind of shot themselves in the foot in that regard. Now, looking at this Alvin Kamara kind of game, he had 26 touches. He had 119 total yards. You know, if he's hovering around 120, 125, and 26 touches, that might be a lot because he's getting beat up. That might have been less if Taysom Hill was able to play the whole game. Now, his chest. Now, my understanding, before he had a bruised lung, but now they said it's on the other side of his chest.
You know, ribs, right?
Is it ribs now? You right. Never know what's in that midsection, what's going to come about. I thought both Derek Carr and Kirk Cousins was very average. Or maybe a little bit below average, considering the type of games Kirk Cousins has had against us, where his quarterback rating's been 117.
Yeah, Carr was a better quarterback rating than Cousins today.
Yeah, but nothing to write home about. Carr was 82.8, so let's say 83.
Yeah.
And Cousins was like 68.5. The key was Algier averaged 7.5 a carry. Robinson averaged 4 yards a carry. Now, Kamara, 4.1, and then Taysom, 4.0. So I'm telling you, we average. Now, this is about what we're going to do, high 20s, low 30s. We ran the ball 33 times, 131 yards, 4-point average. That's getting it done. It's just when you look at the turnovers and all said and done. Chris Olave, I think you could see now that he's the go-to target. He was targeted 10 times, 8 receptions. 11-yard average, ended up having 87 yards. Rashid Shaheed also had 8 catches for 83 yards. Now, you look at all-purpose yards because you look at punt, kick, return. Rashid Shaheed even had 1 run I think it might have been like a little reverse of 13 yards. He had 189 all-purpose yards, but you cannot fumble that football on the punt when that occurred. Drake London, he was targeted more than anybody. He had 12 targets. He caught half of them, six, for 64 yards. I think we did an overall good job on him. Also, half his targets, but more explosive was Mooney, Darryl Mooney from Tulane. You know, he had six targets, three catches, right at a 19-yard average. He had the long gain of 36. I thought Hayball did a fine job punting the ball. Three times inside the 20-yard line. You know, you want that average maybe to be 42, 43 instead of 40. But when you look at placement and flipping the field, I thought he was outstanding. Now, when you look at, like, defensively, okay, Anthony Orji, again, on special teams, continues to contribute. He led the teams with two special teams tackles. You know why I'm figuring out now why Adebo, in the last couple of times, is leading. I was looking at this. Ends up, like, leading the team in tackles. And they're picking on Adebo a lot. So he's there to make the play. I know the last two games, look at Adebo, leading tackle. He had 12 total tackles, 10 and assisted. Because the man he's guarding may be making the catch, and then you have to, and he's making the tackle. But he panics too much. Don't you think Adebo sometimes, if somebody double moves, he don't want to get burnt. So he's giving up the penalty. He's grabbing or getting a hold. But, you know, he ended up having an interception. He led the team with three passes defended. But I think the right. Falcons viewed him that someone maybe they could pick on and take advantage as far as, you know, in coverage. But if you look at it overall, I mean, it was kind of like a nightmare. How you can almost see how the fourth quarter was going. And I told you, Steve, I said, no, we in one score, we all right. We are going to come back. But I'm telling you, if we come back, that doesn't mean we're going to win. Because if the Falcons within striking this, it's a field goal. That Korean kick, he ain't going to miss it. and that's exactly, it wasn't no gimme field goal. It was a 58-yarder.
No, just with that minute left, too, that pass interference call was hurt.
Yes, Adebo getting double move, and the Falcons knew they could catch him on that.
Right.
So he ended up getting double move, but that kick, I mean, it wasn't like, oh, he'd be lucky to make this. No, that could have been 60-plus. I mean, it's just the way it is. And I think I'm even confident our kicker and groupie, how confident he is right now and how consistent he's been. If it had been flipped, I think Groupie makes the kick for the Saints to win. That shows you the old cliche, to fine thin line, whether you win or lose. But it's a shame because we could have been 2-0 in the NFC South. Now, look, you know why we're behind the eight ball? To Tampa Bay waxed the Eagles. They waxed them.
What happened to those Eagles?
Exactly. So I'm telling you, Tampa Bay's feeling good about themselves. And I said this before the season started. I said this in training camp early August. I said, I'm just looking at the schedule. I don't know what's going to happen in what games. But after six games, can we be 3-3? Can we be 3-3? What are we right now? 2-2?
Yep.
So I don't – listen, we got to beat Tampa Bay. I don't even care about the Chiefs. Now, I would love to beat the Chiefs on Monday night. They're the world champs. But I'm talking about playoff positioning going forward. Again, to try and not see you so far behind Tampa Bay, we almost have to win at home against the Bucs. So then we would be 3-3. Okay, we've kind of weathered the storm, and I still would be encouraged going forward if that would occur.
Yeah, obviously going into this matchup now, Monday Night Football, Kansas City Chiefs, Week 5, you don't want to go on a three-game losing streak, though.
Well, you can bounce back from that. I mean, the Chiefs are not the Chiefs, but they just find some kind of a way to win. I would not be discouraged, I'm telling you. Now, if you get blown out by the Chiefs, that's discouraging. But you know how the Chiefs, look how they beat Atlanta.
They got a lot of magic to them.
Yeah, it's like, what? How did they win that? How did they win that game? No, it's just Chiefs. I mean, whatever. So, but Tampa Bay, no, that's the one that's high on the hog and confident right now is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Everyone in the offseason is talking about the Falcons, this and that.
Not so fast.
And forgot about the Bucs. No, the Bucs said, what, didn't we win the NFC South 3 years in a row? No, we the top dog. Y'all got to knock us off.
And they are 3-1 right now.
That's the measuring stick right now, Tampa Bay going forward. And the next home game in the Caesar Superdome is against those Buccaneers.